America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor. And Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're in the dungeon here at my house, and I don't know if anybody's watching because we don't have Facebook anymore.
Well, we'll post it later, and they'll understand what you meant.
What's that now?
I said, then we will post it when it gets posted later on your page. Then they'll be able to see what you meant, that you were in the dungeon.
Yeah, and so just so that people know that I'm what we're talking about, I'm at my house, but I had car problems today, and so that I'm doing it from my home office, and it's just very dark in here, and that I got this light going on, blinking like it's like a Halloween nightmare or something.
You're in the bunker.
So anyhow, if you could let folks know where we're being broadcast or who our sponsor is.
Definitely. So Alliance Legal Group, and Steve is the founder of the Alliance Legal Group. It's a legal firm all throughout Hampton Roads. They have many locations, and they would ask for you to contact them at debtfreeva.com. Debtfreeva.com, and you can chat with them, ask your legal questions, set up a no obligation consultation with them. It's all free as far as that, to be able to find out what your needs might be and how they can assist you in those. It's debtfreeva.com. They can talk to you over the phone, over Zoom chat, in person, whatever is convenient for you throughout Hampton Roads. And this is Faith and Freedom. If you want to join us here on the call, you can, during the show, you can call us at 488-5299, 488-5299. That's a 757 area code, so 757-488-5299 to join us.
And we continue with the kind of the topic that we talked about last week. And if you were, today is what, Tuesday? So it was last week. And then we talked about this mass psychosis that seems to be going on across the United States and the world with this jab, this bioweapon that they inject in you, and if you don't take the injection, then you lose your rights. You actually lost your rights because they've already think they've taken them away from you. But you know, today I wanted to just discuss the reality that you'll only lose your rights if you allow them to be taken. You know, and you know that the truth is that we have a bunch of globalists, we have a bunch of folks that are bad actors doing bad things, causing whatever's necessary in order for them to be able to fulfill their global ambitions of ultimately a one world government, which of course that they are the sock puppets for that Antichrist that is the puppet master of them all. But you know, one of the things that I just wanted to step back before we even began and just remember who we are as a people. You know, so I was going to read a couple things from both the Declaration of Independence as well as our Virginia Constitution. And that's what people, I think, need to do, Colleen. We need to recognize who we are, ultimately as Christians, whose we are, and start recognizing that these very small number of people who are trying to do a very big thing, ultimately to depopulate millions and millions of people across this world, and take their stuff, cause people to live under this tyranny, this medical tyranny, but ultimately even more tyranny as time goes on. We need to remember who we are. So, you know, let me just read you the first three sections of the Constitution of Virginia. And so this declaration that was made at the same time, actually before the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, were made by by the founders of Virginia, most fervent Christians, and that they assembled and that they united themselves after having been part of a confederation for a number of years. They combined themselves under this constitution. And this is what it says. It says that all men by nature, equally free and independent, have certain inherent rights of which when they enter into a state of society, they cannot, by any compact, deprive or divest their posterity, namely the enjoyment of life and liberty, with the means of acquiring and possessing property, and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. Section 2 says that all power is vested in, I mean, every bit of power that these magistrates, these judges, these political appointees think they have, all the power that is vested in and constantly derived from the people, that magistrates are trusted and servants and at all times amenable to them. That means these guys are our servants. That's what the Constitution says. It says that not a lofty idea, it's an actual fact. These guys are servants of the people. And any rights that are given to these folks are given to them by the Fourth Estate. You hear all the time, you know, that we grew up saying that there's three legs of government, you know, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch, but that there's a fourth estate that's more important than all three combined, and that's the estate of we the people, where all the power that's vested is vested and can be taken away of these political appointees. It says that government is, or ought to be, instituted for the common benefit, protection, security of the people, the nation or community, of all the various modes and forms of government, everything from state to federal government, that is best, which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is most effectually secured against the danger of maladministration. We're seeing a lot of that today. And that when, and this is important, this is the key right here, and that when any government, including this one, shall be inadequate, you don't tell me that Sleepy Joe and his crew of crazies is not inadequate. They're very inadequate. Or contrary to these persons, and that's, you know, to allow us the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is contrary to these purposes, a majority, a simple majority, 51% of the people, the state constitution of Virginia says, when 51% of a bare majority of people shall be, a majority of the community has an indubitable, inalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, we have the right to do that, alter, or abolish it in such a manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public wealth. That's what these people got together and said, listen, when things get the way they are, if there's 51% of a bare majority believe that basically this is not our best interest to do, then we need to alter it, we need to change it, we need to reform it, or we need to get rid of it, period. If people start understanding that's what our rights are, and it says the same thing in the Declaration of Independence, you know, the preamble to the Constitution. It says that, you know, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume the powers of the earth and the separate equal station to which the laws and nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind required that they should declare the causes, and then he goes on and declares the causes. And it says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Remember when Joe tried to say that, he couldn't even get the first sentence out. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I don't see anybody consenting to the things that they're telling us to do. And when any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people, yea, the duty, to abolish it, to institute new government, laying its foundation of such principles and organizing power in such form to them that will be most likely to, again, here we hear the safety and happiness again. And so it goes on. But, you know, that's what we need to recognize, that, you know, that these folks that have imposed their will upon a sovereign people have got it all wrong. We have the right to abolish and alter and say no. Just say no. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, Colleen. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Definitely so. And there's a reason why we should be learning and reading those documents, you know, that our forefathers put those together, and we need to make sure that we're still utilizing them and abiding by them.
That's right. You know, and they, of course, close. It says after, you know, after they've laid out their grievances, they said we therefore, the representative of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these colonies are and are the right ought to be free and independent states, absolved allegiance to the British Crown. Go on to say, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, fortune, and sacred honor. And they put it all on the line. So, you know, we were talking about mass psychosis the other day, and if you want to call in, it's 488. What's the last four numbers to call in?
5299-488-5299.
We invite you to call in, share your thoughts and opinions. This is a faith-based radio program that the Faith and Freedom Network, you know, that this is Radio Free Virginia. We want to, what we talked about last week is that the only way that we're going to stand up and be counted, so to speak, is if we start getting the word out that these guys are not doing what's right, that they obviously are not doing what's right, but then to let folks know that they should also not put up with this mess. That'll help turn back what we discussed last week, was this mass psychosis. And, you know, this mass psychosis, you know, let's just talk about that for a second. You know, one of the things that I've noticed, Colleen, and maybe you've noticed it as well, you know, that people after the jab, after they've taken this injection, this bioweapon, this whatever you want to call it, this mRNA gene altering, DNA altering jab. I don't know. Anyway, it's not a vaccine. Just by definition, it's not. It doesn't stop infection. It doesn't, it's almost ineffectual. When's the last time you heard of a vaccine you had to take four of them in 1 year? You know, that's not a vaccine. That when people have taken this, if you've noticed, I've noticed it, that their attitudes change. You know, there's a psychological change, you know, an introversion from extroversion. You know, I don't know what that's all about. We'll wait and see and find out. They become part of the crowd. You know, I was talking to somebody, it's like the Stepford Wives. Remember that show, the Stepford Wives? You remember that, Colin?
I don't remember that.
They were all like zombies, you know, that they're all, yes, you know, let's go have some cake and ice cream or something. And that the once they take the jab, you know, that the people just seem to become conformists. They just say, well, now not everybody. Some people have jab remorse. You know, they say, I don't want to take no more jab. They tell me it was one jab or two jabs to get back to normal. Now we're up to number four. You know, and that every time I take it, I feel worse. And all these VAERS, you know, this these adverse events happening. We have Tony on the line. Tony, you there? Tony, hello? From Phoenix or from Prescott or someplace in Arizona.
From Arizona. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Tony?
Pretty good. I like your intro. That document is very important to where we are and what we're doing and what we should be doing today. It says it's our obligation to do this, to correct this, and that's what we need to do. We need to stand strong.
Yeah, what is that? We got it up on our sign over there at our law office. When tyranny becomes the rule, then what is it? That when tyranny becomes, it's Ben Franklin, I think. When tyranny becomes, let me just do this real quick. When tyranny becomes the rule, then resistance it becomes duty. So let me just see what it says. I think that's pretty close. It says, where are you? Here we go. Here we go. On Mr. Computer. This one says when tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Resistance. You know, I saw 26 people fired from the Air Force today because they were resisting just because they don't want to take the jab. Tony, what we're talking about is the psychological changes. Have you seen any psychological changes? You know, the introversion from extroversion, head in the sand syndrome after people have taken the jab.
Oh yeah, I've got friends who were staunch conservatives who are now leaning more and more and more liberally minded since the jab. And I think somehow, if it's the jab, the psychosis, or whatever it is, they somehow are accepting the abnormal of the new normal. See, because there's always catchphrases. The new normal, the new normal is not the new normal. It's their new created reality to make you fall in line. And we are a people who fought, bled, and died to keep ourselves a free nation, so we have life and liberty, and we have the ability to live a life as I choose, not as you tell me. And that's what they're trying to do now. They're trying to institute a philosophy where the good of the many outweigh the good of the one. I mean, it's not what we fought for. That's socialism. The good of the one.
Collectivism in its broadest form, that's what communism is, we're hearing more about the harm of these jabs, these bioweapons. I saw an article yesterday that 111 now, some people say, well, that's just anecdotal. You don't have specific information saying that these were the vaccines that caused it, but 111 mm-hmm. pilots have died this year. 111 yeah. pilots, one died last year.
Yeah.
And they're all being required to take the jab. Athletes, but we had, there was this graph, and it showed this graph of, these healthy athletes, these world-class athletes. 307 have collapsed for one reason or another, usually heart-related issues. Over 175 deaths of these highly trained, medically superb athletes just passing away. And people say, well, it's just anecdotal. Who knows what they died of? Well, I'm telling you, they weren't dying like that last year.
Yeah, well, see, what they did was they've taken everything that's normal. See, science has parameters. You follow a scientific method to get a scientific result. What they've done is they've discredited all of science, and they're just creating the reality they want us to believe. It's normal to have 10-year-old kids with heart conditions. It's normal to have people just dropping dead in the streets. It's normal. That's all they're doing. And if we believe that, then we're accepting the abnormal as normal. And that's what we have to understand.
Colleen, something's crazy. I'm sure this would offend you as well. In California, they're pushing this jab, from the 5 to 11. They want to get it down to the 2 to 5-year-olds now. I mean, for a disease that statistically it's statistically impossible, just about to have a death from a child, from the Charlie Vector 19er, they've already pushed it to 5 to 11 with the experimental drug. They have no idea. They're saying that these children are being born with small testis. I mean, there's issues that the nurses are saying that these kids, they can always say, well, that must be a vaccine kid, or they're being given the mothers are being given things so that they don't have heart problems before they have the babies, because they're having a lot of heart problems. But in California, that they're even pushing it. I mean, way past. I mean, just. They're sick. I mean, they're having pizza parties. Have you heard about this, Tony, or Colin? Have you? They're having pizza parties in schools where the kids get jabbed and they're told not to tell the parents. They invite them in for the pizza and they get their jabs, and then they're told, don't tell your parents. That's sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's criminal.
They're doing it. They're doing it. That's you know, that's the way they get it done. In New York, if you don't, if you're a child, unless you have a vaccine passport, you can't even participate in regular school activities. What do you think about that, Colleen? Does that sound right?
Not to me, it doesn't. I mean, I still, especially when things are not as tested and true to things, and you can't be too careful with little children, you know.
Why in the world would you put your kid through that? I mean, that's child abuse. I mean, if your child can't get sick, I mean, and they recover from it, and then you're going to give them an experimental drug that causes death, causes, you know, possibly infertility. Myocarditis, nerve damage. Why in the world would anybody, you know, subject their children to that, or allow others to subject their children to that?
Well, think about this, Steve. Think about this. They're telling you that Pfizer is an approved vaccine. When you do the research, you'll find out the one that's approved, they're not producing. It's not available yet. The one that they say is like that is the Pfizer and the Moderna. Now, the Supreme Court ruled they're too dissimilar to say that. But don't take my word for it. Look it up. So what's approved, we don't have. What's not approved, we have, but it's under an emergency mandate. That's the illusion they've created here, because under that illusion, they have no liability.
And let me just say this, because we're down to the last 3 or 4 minutes here. You know, what you just said would ban you from Twitter. They just came up with some new rules that basically, there are new rules, that have a list of factually true statements that ban you for saying. For instance, that updated COVID-19 misleading information to say that will impose sanctions on tweets about vaccines, PCR tests, and health authorities. That they include labeling tweets, saying misinformation, and can get you banned, a permanent suspension. And some of these things, if you claim that the vaccines will cause you to be sick, spread the virus, or be more harmful to getting COVID-19, you're banned. Or if you post what Twitter calls a false or misleading claim where people who have received the vaccine can spread or shed the virus, which is a real thing that happens to unvaccinated people, you'll be banned. That if you say anything bad about the CDC or that vaccinated people can still become infected, which is absolutely true, you can be banned. That it's just crazy that you make claims. It says another change Twitter will start doing is giving a strike and labeling as misleading when you make statistical findings or make claims contrary to health authorities. So they're health authorities. So, you know, you can't say anything because the thing to get from this, we're down to 1 minute, that is that whatever they say or whatever they call misleading is absolutely usually true. And the things they don't want you to say are the things you should say. And the things that they call lies are true. Tony, one last word before we start closing this up.
Again, don't take our word for this. Don't believe us. Do your research. Go to DuckDuckGo, Dogpile, take any site that's not Google and key in the information and look for yourself. It's all there.
Colleen, last word before we close it up?
I say tune in again with us on Thursday for sure. We'll have some more information. And certainly, as listeners, if you have a comment or a concern question, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us through the show at 488-5299 or through the radio station, or go to debtfreeva.com and talk to Steve directly.
And again, Alliance Legal Group, we sponsor this because we love you. If you want to do anything concerning your finances, bankruptcy, et cetera, go to our website, as Colleen said, www.debtfreeva.com. Free consultation with an attorney. We'd love to talk to you. God bless you. If you don't know Jesus, know him today. Today can be the day of salvation. God bless you and have a great week.
have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.